Wright told KPCW that everybody thinks the winter season is going to be grim financially.
We don't expect massive pickups in sales tax revenues until there's any type of vaccine and a good portion of the population is vaccinated. I've seen some estimates that airline traffic is going to be no more than 30 to 50% maximum of what it has been in the past, and that kind of tracks where our destination visitors are coming from. So, yeah, that's my personal crystal ball.
Vail Resorts is reporting an increase in their Epic Pass sales. Wright said they'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, I have an Epic Pass, and what I get from them is that they're going to be limiting attendance at the resorts every day. So I still think we're going to have a down year. Well, we're going to have to see. If it's better than we're thinking, then life is good.
In the meantime, Wright and colleague Kim Carson said on the county's debt subcommittee they will consider if it's time to look at bonding.
You know, interest rates are incredibly low. We have some building needs for the future, and if we're going to do it, now is a time. And one of our discussions entailed, well, how do we structure the debt so it doesn't hit us heavily in the first couple of years of the bond? With a bond that's going to be finished with its redemption period in the next year or two, I think we could probably do a significant bond and not have a net decrease to the cash flow, and that will be our goal.
Summit County Council member Glenn Wright, who added the subcommittee will hold another meeting before taking their recommendations to the full county council. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.